beginning our daf, Masech the Bava Basa daf Ayin. Beginning the Al, beginning the Tais Master, beginning the Gemara. Chutz Mecharim Pliny Oisai Loikani. So except for that carob tree, so that one is not a kindness. So it says Loikersin Oisachar. The Gers is not that carob because the Masik, the Gemara comes out that actually the Shachar but not a Loikani. It's not just that one. You can't have that one and resolve that Gers with the Gemara's answer of other carobs. Those not kindness. Now, Mia, however, Lefia Svarim the Garsi Basar Hachi. But according to those Svarim that have the text, that subsequently it says Eladledmei. No, it's just for monetary value. Hachanam Ledmei, which the prior Gemara. There are those who have the girsa that when you say accept, you don't really mean that because, we're not losing out by saying accept. It's just saying even in the field itself that is selling, it's except for that value in this field. So I guess in the Shabbos, so you could have the girsa also with the mechar of Leikana Bekarka. So you could say oisai, because, yeah, but right, and other things also not going to be kind of, but meaning the value of that charav, you're not going to be kind of in this karka itself. Next time, master, begin with the Gemara. I do maybe matz amalei. He gets shtochu biyad ben boy. No, your document in my hand. What's it doing here? Says a bill man. I'm even going to the one who says in suba dapi tesa ben alf. Moed b'shtash k'savu. When someone admits to a document that was written, still tzarch likaimoyim. The one who's producing the document has to validate it. Umehem and leiv aleim and the peruhu and the borrower still believed to say that it was paid up. B'loemad, you don't say. Well, in case that's the case, shtochu biyad ben boy. What's your document doing by me over here? And you yourself agreed that it was written. Now, Hasm over there, Mishum the Zimnin, at times it could happen that Peshita de Safra, Zayule, that for the few coins that it takes to write this, to pay the scribe to write the document, he leaves it by the lender because Dala Levelit and Shtar, Ksiva Sashtar. As the Gemara tells us later on, that responsibility of the payment, because the lender is not, it's all a favor for the borrower, he has to pay for the writing of the document. So upon that time, when the borrower doesn't have money, the lender gives it for him, and therefore, until he pays up, he pays up the loan, but until he pays up for that extra amount, he lets the lender hold on to it. Fine, so it's not such a flaw like my boy. Aloha over here by a deposit, ain't ala nifket lit nischar. The one whose deposit was given for, he doesn't have to pay for anything for the writing of the document. So why would he return the deposit without getting the document back? That's why it's more severe here. Moreover, tells him over there, Leva Maimin Lamaiva, Lamalva. The bar really trusts the lender, La Nishtabi, to leave the document by him. Because as the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Tumas Yeshochim Tanchim. That like he trusts him because the Bahamafkid, like the Muslim Bamatzid of Lamahamid Aleph, because he's lending him. I'll never create the Maimon as a Mafkid, but the one who's being deposited by doesn't trust the one who's depositing by him. Well, he's not doing him any favors. Well, the Oilam in the Mafkid is because then he would not return the deposit at Shech Slashtah until he gives back the document. And if the document is not given back, that's a real flaw, as our Gemara is saying here in the Damascus Taste. Boy, moreover, the inmedactic kolkach leva achamalva. Another difference is that the bar is not so precise after the lender. The vishal is like, did him a favor. So for that itself, he won't claim from him, which you don't have. The guy was watching it; he's doing the favor. So therefore, there's three reasons why we're more machim over here. Versus the gemara ksubet afri tesim and alf. Like tesim after begins the gemara, but lemele, why didn't they tell him shtoch biyodim abayi? How could you say that he's believed that he gave it back? Why don't you say, what's with the fact that the document is still by the owner? So it says la mishum. It's not because that the Gemara is asking to have a miga b'makom edim kaparach. That's saying, wait a second. You're saying that he should be believed because of a migui. That look, you know, of course I should be believed that I returned it because I could say there was oinus. But that's based on the migui, but the edim, quote unquote, of the shtar are refuting that. No, that's not what the Gemara's question is. Because the mekin, but that's the case, my mishani. So then what exactly is the Gemara's answer? Well, tamech, according to your reasoning, ki omale in answer when he says, oh, it's oinus, mi matzi omale shtar chabiyodim, my boy, could he tell him, like, what's your shtar doing by me? What do you mean? Ki omale in answer, how is that? Of course, that's not relevant. When he says, oinus, lemucha milsa, talav kush takama, there's nothing being proven that he's not saying the truth. Because the avavish ashtar b'yodi, yes, of course you have the document, but yochel yishan answer, it can still be that nothing's happened. So what would be the Gemara's answer then? Eloi Marie, Rav Dari says, Nalik b'Rashbam, he said, the assumption of the questioner was, the hodu kamar, the neman, just that, the Gemara thought that, just that we're saying that he's believed, is nemal gamer kama. We're saying that he's totally believed a filled belief for even without an oath. Lakacha Yisav, and therefore the Gemara thought, the question of thought, must be the belav migu denensu, that even without the migu of that, he could have said it was an oinus. Motzil meimer zartelach, he could say, well, I returned it to you. Because the yaldim migu denensu, because if it's through the migu of that, he could have said it was oinus, well, my name is belay shvu, then why is it believed without an oath? You need an oath. Because nensu itself needs an oath. Lochi part of the Gemara asked, wait a second, malay, but why can't he tell him, shtarchav yaldi, my boy, well, what's the document doing with me? Shan the Gemara answers, no, the mitam migur neman. Oh, of course, only because of the migur. And therefore, part of the Gemara asks, kim an nansu. Well, then he's saying an nansu, lav shuvah, it doesn't require a shuvah. And the Gemara says, yes, you do need a shuvah. The Gemara did not know that at this point.